The reason that I believe this is so important at this time in history, now let's go back and look at a little context. I have something I'd like to share with you. In the midst of all the prophecies we began with just a little while ago, I shared with you the Hopi prophecy and the Mayan traditions, and I shared one from the book of Revelation from the prophet John. As we see it in the translation after 1700 years ago, and again, we get the Reader's Digest condensed version, we get the vision that John saw of all the catastrophic destruction of Earth as we turned our back on the natural forces of creation, on the wind, on the earth, on the water, on the power of the sun, the energy that powers our technology at this time in history. Well, there's another portion of that prophecy that was left out of the translations, and I'd like to share this with you because it's the other side, it's the flip side of the possibility as John saw it. And it's a powerful message of hope and possibility. So in the Essene text, the Essene book of Revelations, translated again from the original Aramaic without the deletions, without the condensations, what has happened is John has been taken in a dream to see all the catastrophic destruction that could come to pass. And he is just appalled. He's shocked. He's hurt. And he drops to his knees and says, "Is there anything that can be done to change this?" And the angel that's showing him this in his dream says, "There's always hope. There's always possibility. It only takes one person." And after he said that, and now I'll read directly from the texts, John saw something different. He says, "Then I saw not what befell the children of the earth, for then my vision changed, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And in the new heaven and the new earth, the children of the earth wiped away all of the tears from their eyes. And in this new heaven and new earth, there was no more death. There was no more sorrow. None were crying. There was no more pain, for the former things had all passed away. Those who made war had beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation did not lift up sword against nation, and neither did they learn war anymore, for the former things had all passed away. And then again my vision changed, and I heard the voices of the sacred brotherhood raised in the song. And the song said, 'Come, John, walk with us in the light, in the law that honors all.' And from within myself, I heard my voice say, 'I have reached the inner vision, and through the Spirit in me, I've heard the wondrous secrets. Through the mystic insight, thou hast caused a spring of knowledge to well up within me, a fountain of power pouring forth living waters, a flood of love and all-embracing wisdom, for the former things had passed away.'" It's a message of hope and possibility. John witnessed a parallel possibility that was left out of our texts. And in that possibility, we have a memory of a greater possibility for this time in our history. Almost universally, as we witness the things in this world that most often we would choose to change, hunger, illness, sickness, war, catastrophic disasters, the root that we have the opportunity to redefine is the ancient code of peace that the Essenes reminded us of so eloquently. Peace, they say in their writings, is the key to all wisdom, to all knowledge, to all mystery, to all life. Peace. So perhaps the most effective prayer that we may offer at this time in our world, if we choose to participate in this fifth mode of prayer, is to simply feel the feelings, to become that peace in our bodies that we choose to have in our world. And in that peace, we end the starvation, we end the sickness, we end the warfare, we end the judgment between peoples of all worlds. So I'll invite you to join me as we embrace the possibility of the fifth mode of prayer. invite you to join me and participate in calling forth that part of us, that ancient memory in the mists of our collective history that beckons to us to create the peace in our bodies and know that that peace is mirrored in the world around us. The lost mode of prayer, the fifth mode of prayer. Rather than ask that this peace come to pass, we're invited to create the peace in our bodies through the ancient technology of imagination, thought, feeling, and emotion. So if you'd like to close your eyes, maybe take a deep breath. Feel the expansiveness of that breath as you exhale. And in this moment, create the peace in your body that you choose to see, to feel, and to experience in our world. And in doing so, know that it has already happened. It's already done on some level. The moment you think, feel, and emote that peace, you've planted the seed and it's happened. Now your prayer becomes the opportunity to feel what it feels like in your world with the peace that you've created. So take this peace, feel it for our world. And may we bring peace to all. We give thanks for this opportunity to share together in creating this template of peace. And then this becomes our lost mode, our fifth mode of prayer.
This concludes The Lost Mode of Prayer, flute music by Greg Braden. For more information on programs and workshops with Greg Braden, please contact Sacred Spaces Ancient Wisdom, P.O. Box 5182, Santa Fe, New Mexico, 87502, or call 505-424-6892. To order additional copies of this audio program, or to receive a free catalog of Wisdom for the Inner Life, please visit Sounds True at www.soundstrue.com or call Sounds True 800-333-9185 or write the Sounds True catalog, P.O. Box 8010, Boulder, Colorado 80306. Thank you for listening.